This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise.
Question time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise. Then question time today, as the main body of the Sounding Board is coming to you from the Wembley Hotel here in Wembley. It's a beautiful establishment. There's a number of people here. Actually, what are we estimating this crowd at being?
600, 700, I reckon.
Oh, let's go with 200. There's the old media beat-up man coming out in you. But so we're going to take some questions from the floor. Ben, welcome and fire away.
Thank you. Yeah, cheers. This is actually on behalf of my brother. He is the breakfast radio host down in Esperance.
Okay.
And he loves the podcast, but he wanted to get an insight from you guys as to how he can transition from that regional channel to the metro market, how he can get a job. Maybe he can give his CV to you, Hutchie.
He's your man. He's made his career on suburb.
I'm sure the program director at Triple M Esperance will be happy to hear that he's pitching for another job for his brother on a podcast. So I'd suggest that's a meeting tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, saying, listen, mate, if you don't want to be here, look, just come and see me about it and we'll talk about it.
He can stick with the strength at Triple M. It's a better organisation than yours, Hutchie.
We're investing in our business here in SENWA. We've got the 657 AM channel here in Perth where you can hear Breakfast Now and Drive every day. And we've got the SENWA channel, and we'd be happy to talk to him.
Oh, good.
And hiring in Bunbury as well. So
there you go,
just
Ben.
Get him to drop me an email. The email address is on the social avatar of the Twitter feed, and away we go. And good luck in that workplace review that will go on tomorrow.
Thanks, Ben.
Great station, Triple M Esperance, by the way. You can hear our AFL Nation on there once a week.
And we'll go to our next question here. Who are we talking to here?
Another Ben. A question for the Triple M man, desperately hoping not to go to the Bulldogs on Sunday morning.
It's just as good a story.
The 2016 Premiership was Dennis's last AFL TV call. He said during the week that this is going to be his last radio call on Triple M. Is that a good omen for the Bulldogs?
Will it be Dennis's last call, though? Really? I've heard it before. I hope it's not. I actually hope it's not. And I know he did say that during the week. And I know that
stadium holds its collective breath and they roar out west. What was the line he said with Tom Boyd's goal? What an influential, what a figure he's
talk
been.
Talk about icons. I mean, talk about Rex Hunt a moment ago. Dennis is in that conversation. In fact, he's arguably equal.
You don't often see big stars, and Dennis is a big star. He's been unbelievable nationally and for this state. But you don't often see, you need a degree of hubris to become a big star in media. And he has got, he's so self-effacing and humble, isn't he, Damo?
Oh, absolutely. And again, speaking of people who are mindful of people coming through the ranks, I think Dennis has helped dozens of people do what he's done himself and helped them along the way.
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
And Ben, by the way, who just asked that question, was the guy that emailed in and suggested Jane do the voice for the Sounding Board. So there you go.
Oh, really?
Great idea.
Adam's next up. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Yeah, so Alistair Clarkson was on 360 the other day.
Yep.
He was talking a lot about Tasmanian footy.
Yep.
This time next year, where do you reckon he'll be? Either Gold Coast Suns or building a Tasmanian club?
I see it being the former, the Gold Coast Suns. And again, if we can take him at his word, and I say that because he's made a few public comments this year that haven't held weight for more than 48 hours, but it's now twice he's gone really strongly publicly that he won't be coaching at all next year. So I think we can now nearly take that at face value. But yeah, the opening up of the Gold Coast situation, Stuart Jew will coach them in 2022, but that'll be his fifth year. The 4 years he's had have not worked.
What does he need to do to hang on, Stuart Jew?
Make finals.
Where would he need to finish?
Eighth at the very least. And I say that, Hutchie, because they haven't made the finals in their existence in the AFL since 2011. Yep. The other aspect of the Alistair Clarkson question too, it's the legacy piece that Lee Matthews got when he went to the Brisbane Bears as it was back at the late 1998 for the first round of 1999. So he then won the flags there. Alistair Clarkson's done it at one club. To do it at a second club gives him that legacy piece, and particularly at an AFL outpost.
That would be the whole pitch, hubris.
Yep.
Pitch it emotively on the challenge and ego.
And that team, believe it or not, would be closer to a premiership than whatever the new Tasmanian club looks like. And that's not going to happen quickly anyway.
There's a few coaches aren't signed, right? Ken Hinckley, Chris Scott,
yep.
23.
Yes and yes. Yep.
Gets interesting.
It does.
How are you, mate?
G'day, mate.
What's your name?
Declan's up.
Yeah, Damo.
Yes,
Big Triple M fan. Listen to Rush Hour like every day.
Much better than SEN.
Sorry to hear that.
Much better than SEN.
Billy Brownless went with a like a story that you may have had a bit of trouble with someone at the Brownlow, and Jakovic saved you. I'm not sure if Hutchie knows that question. Maybe Hutchie wants to ask you that question and find out what happened.
Keep going. You're on a bit of a winner here.
No. Unusually, Hutchie, every single person bar one in Perth has been very, very nice when I've had reason to speak to them, except for this one person at the Brownlow Medal who had a few of something, had a bit of something, and decided to come and tell me that he didn't like me.
Who was that?
No, I actually don't know who it was. There was a person I didn't know.
Oh, it's an unnamed suspect.
Yeah, but
at the Brownlow, gave you a piece of his mind.
He had a curly hair, sort of mullet type of care, and he wasn't happy with me.
Are there any artists of the said assailant, or
it was a sort of a perm, like almost a Ross Glendening sort of look of way back. So, but he wasn't happy with me, Hutchie, but that was fine until he looked over to the person I was talking to, who he hadn't realised at the time was Glenn Jakovic, and I think once he saw him. Yep. And Glenn moving just ever so closer to see what was going on, he then scurried, Hutchie. So I might have been grateful for speaking to Jakovic.
I would have thought you get a tongue lashing every event from someone.
No, not in Perth. No. I like Perth.
You'll get to know him. Don't worry, there'll be some ups and downs.
We've got a Docker supporter up next. Yep. Who are you, mate?
Alex.
Alex, how are you, mate?
Hey, Alex.
Yep. What's your opinion on the position of the pre-finals bye? Do you think it could permanently move between the prelim and grand final just to really help build up the week like it has?
Look, I absolutely and totally understand why they did it this year, because of the need to get clubs and teams and operations into Perth in the lead-up to a grand final. And as we've seen, the Bulldogs, is it only today or yesterday, have come out of quarantine. So that would have been an unfair build-up. So I totally understand this year's reasoning, but I can't ever see it happening again. And I wouldn't be totally surprised if they remove the bye as it's been since 2016, that being after round 23 and before the first week of finals. I think there's a push back to not worrying about too much how the teams look in that final round when they've already secured a spot, which was the ultimate cause and reason for them introducing it when Ross Lyon, I think he dropped 13, didn't he, 1 week? And I think Brad Scott did something similar the year after with North Melbourne with a 9 or 10 change round 23 team. So that's my latest take on that, but that could change.
I don't think it works in Melbourne. I'd play straight through. But I do think it could work if the grand final ever were outside of Melbourne. I think a 2 week break, if it's somewhere else, is a nice build up.
And particularly if we've got a form of still dealing with COVID-19 next year, and we will. It's just a matter of how it looks.
It's going to be a run.
I agree. It's just a matter of how it looks and what impact it will have. Daniel's up next.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, guys. Question for Hutchie. Nothing quite so serious. I was just wondering why Pickers didn't get a gig over at WA.
Well, I don't think, of all the thousands of people that were considered, I don't think he even made the possibles list, Pickers. So he doesn't move. He's got a pub not dissimilar to this near his house in, this is Liam Pickering we're talking about, who I do a show with called Off the Bench, which you can again hear on the SEN WA app or through 657 AM. He doesn't go far from his local pub, which is the College Lawn. He's like the bar fly at the College Lawn. He puts his tips in. He has three thimbles, old blokes do.
He has a thimble, like the 5 ounce.
A little thimble, yeah.
A little pony.
Yeah.
Little pony.
he loves his local.
Does anyone have ponies?
Perth's a long way for Pickers. Or Picks. Hey, Matt.
Matt.
Another one for Hutchie. Years ago, I played footy down at Two Blues in Melbourne.
Yep.
Who was the better footy player, yourself or Sampang?
Did you play for Paran, Hutchie?
I did. How many games did Sampang play for the Paran Two Blues?
You were just both big names.
I think he played actually in the seconds or the first. I played in the clubbies, as we call it. I was hopeless. But the EJ Witten 25-year anniversary is on television tonight, for those interested. There's a countdown 25 to one of the greatest moments. I don't know where any of those moments will finish. But if they go on YouTube, download, so we'll be in the conversation.
Does anyone know or not know what Hutchie's talking about there? With the goal that he famously kicked.
Just Google greatest goal in AFL history and it'll be the first thing that comes up in your feed.
And this is a true story too. One of the trips that we missed, Hutchie, don't we, to New York. I once saw Craig in a bar, and I can say this because he had no reason not to, talking to a woman. showing her that YouTube clip. And you didn't know I was in the room at the time.
It's not true.
And it was okay for you to talk to a woman at the time because you were single.
It's an urban myth.
But I caught you red-handed. You didn't know I was in the bar.
There was a group of people. Word had got around that there was a...
From you.
2 million YouTube hits.
Is it up to 2 million?
Greatest goal in history. Yeah. I think Ronaldo comes up second, I think, when you Google greatest goals ever. And
I just know if you've done that at least once that I've seen with my own eyes, you would have done it a dozen times in that same trip. Who's up next? Andrew's up next.
G'day, Andrew.
Yeah. Hey, Hutchie Damo. Welcome to Perth.
Thanks for having us.
My question is, if Tasmania get their 19th AFL licence, where does the 20th licence go?
Northern Territory / Northern Queensland for me. I think it's a no-brainer. I think it's a great question, by the way. You don't necessarily need to even it up. Like, we've seen the draw get out of kilter now, and you can stagger buys and all that sort of thing. So I wouldn't stress too much.
We don't need to even it up, but do we need 19 teams? I would argue no, Hutchie.
I think 20 would be great. And then you could do two conferences of 10.
If
this
not
play everyone in your conference twice, and everyone in the other conference once.
You and your conference.
Makes it a 28-game season. You can play shorter breaks, shorter length of games, no preseason games, more content, drive the broadcast deal. It's a no-brainer. Tassie deserve a team. It's unthinkable they don't have one. And the Northern Territory, I think, would be a fantastic way. 10% of our players are Indigenous players in the competition. They give us so much joy. I'd love to see that being a pathway more deeply for Indigenous footy.
I know the way you think. So you've recently launched operations in Tassie. That's now why you're endorsing Tasmania AFL licence. And you're clearly about to launch into Northern Territory because you're saying they should be the 20th licence. Am I right? Would that be what's happening?
Coincidence?
Of course it is. Jack.
G'day.
G'day, Jack.
One for you, Hutchie. Has the sounding board thought about merchandise? I think it would go quite well here today. And one for you, Damo. What's your program for tonight and the rest of the week?
Tonight, I'll be leaving here to go back and do an interview, which I won't say just yet because I haven't yet got it in the absolute can. I'll be doing something else on a podcast. Rest of the week, there's the lunch on Friday, a lot of recordings.
Damo's got his own range of T-shirts coming out, by the way. That's a good question.
What I want to get back to, you've missed an opportunity here too, Hutchie. There would have been a merchandising opportunity here for you, wouldn't there?
Look, it would have been a good thing to do for charity, no doubt about that, but we missed the moment. No, Damo's got his own series of T-shirts coming out. The Cynics Association is one of his T-shirts. That'll Never Work. It's another T-shirt he's got coming out. Why? Another one. And then he's also got a range of Anti-News Limited T-shirts that he'll be releasing.
That's not
a little bit later on in the year.
Hello, and now Ben's our next question.
G'day, Ben. G'day. Dame, I've got it on good authority that you've been staying with Basil while you're here. We were just wondering about what his hospitality's been like, whether he cooks around the house or anything like that.
You know what he did? He sent...
Now, hang on. This is not...
He sent Damo...
Be careful what you're about to say.
He sent Damo crayfish and lobster to his quarantine. Can you believe that? How up yourself do you need to be, Damo, to ask the mayor to send you crayfish?
I didn't ask him. And I'm not confirming that even happened.
He sent him crayfish and lobster to his quarantine.
I got a City of Perth
That's
cap.
Embarrassing. There'll be people at home who spew up right now to quote Terry Wallace at hearing that.
Says you who didn't even do quarantine and came through Tassie.
No, I did. I quarantined in Tassie. A version of it.
Yeah, a version of it.
You've got Bailey Smith with us. Bailey Smith, everybody.
How's it going?
Ollie, welcome.
I was just going to ask, and it might be a bit affected by your answer to the last question. Damo, from everything I've heard today, sounds like you're thinking about a move over to Perth and about disregarding Melbourne and actually covering some footy over here.
It has crossed my mind in the past couple of weeks since I came out of quarantine. So, I never would do that. I've always loved coming here, but I don't know the city anywhere near well enough to do it. And I've got a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old and a partner, wife for 24 years who would not consider leaving Melbourne, even despite what's going on there at the moment. So that's where I'll be.
One to finish with in the room. Anyone want the honour of the last question?
Brendan.
Hey, Brendan.
Shimboner.
Oh, Shimboner.
just wondering why the great Neil Danaher can't come to the state when... Gil McLaughlin can, you know. I mean, is it a health thing for him?
I honestly don't know.
He might not see another grand final, you know what I mean? So
I don't know the specifics, Brendan. I actually hadn't thought about it. But, I mean, he's as Melbourne as there is anyone in the modern era of Melbourne, isn't he? As much as Gary Lyon. Yeah. Look, I haven't asked. And look, whether
he's not well enough to travel. But he's absolutely excited about the weekend.
Yep.
He can't wait. Everyone's excited for him. It'll be just a great moment for the Danaher family and for Neil if they won. I think it'd be sensational.
Yep. Are you barracking for Melbourne as you leave us? Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the sentiment in Perth, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. So, no. And notice the cap on Brendan there, Hutchie. There's a lot of North Melbourne supporters in Perth.
And a happy construction worker. That's proof we're not in Melbourne right now.
That's very true.
Have a look at that.
You saved your best line from right at the end, Hutchie. You had a crack at it for a few times over the hour. Thank you again. Really, really appreciate it. I can't believe how many people have stumbled in here to listen to this episode of the...
We've got a scorecard,
we do have the scorecard to do. So we'll shut down questions for DrinkWise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo for DrinkWise. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.